Boker Tov, everyone. Today we are going to Misayim Bezrat Hashem. Hilchos Kriyas Torah. We're up to page 60, Simin Kuf Mem Ches. Before we start, a couple of things from the last couple of shirim I keep on forgetting to say. Just one quick aharah, something we talked about a few days ago in terms of filing the Sefer Torah, which we're actually going to get to today again. But that is Lemais Lemais Morin Rabbeinu Nevin, someone unfortunately his legs are not as well as they used to be when he used to daven at the Kotel all the time. Let's say before 10 years ago he would daven at the Kotel of Rishabbos, and we talked about what you do if you're filing the Sefer Torah. Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzal said that even if you're in one minyan, the Tei Sefer Torah goes out, you should stand up for the Sefer Torah. And that's how Rabbeinu Nevinzal used to be knowing all the time. Furthermore, when he was leaving davening, during davening he would focus only on his minyan. Once the Moreno Rabbeinu was done davening, he would be walking back to his house. Any minyan that we would pass by, that was up to anything that was something to, even if it was Kriyas HaTorah, like we learned, you can't leave in the middle of an aliyah. So he would stop, listen to the whole aliyah, only then would continue on walking after he was done. Same thing, Kaddish, Kedusha, anything else that he would have to answer up. During davening, when he was done, he would only listen to his minyan, but when he was done davening, then he would be makpid to go ahead and pay attention to whatever minyan he was doing. He would not, which part? What, that, not doing it during the, not do it during davening. Because he's passing by. It's the same Kedusha. It's a mitzvah to answer Kedusha. It's the answer Kedusha. Kriyas HaTorah.
It's the
read the Torah. Read the Torah, because we said it before. It's just like if you enter in the Beit Knesset and they're in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, you're not allowed to leave. So too, as he's passing that Aliyah, he listens to that Aliyah, and then he leaves, only then he'll leave me being Gavra LeGavra. Because in order, it's a bizayin to the Torah, he holds to be, while someone's reading, to go ahead and walk past the Torah. As we know, today we'll see, furthermore, similar dinim, similar to this. Simin Kuf Mem Ches, we start with a din that is not so knowing. Lamaisa will see, based on Simin Kuf Mem Tes. Basically, there used to be, it seems to be the Metzias, as Rashi explains in the Gemara, is that the Metzias used to keep the Sefer Torah would be in a different room, or even a different building that they would bring the Sefer Torah to after they were done late. Okay? And we're gonna learn in Simin Kuf Mem Tes, when you bring the Sefer Torah to another building, there's a mitzvah for everyone to malava the Sefer Torah. Everyone's got to walk after the Sefer Torah and bring the Sefer Torah, because that's the cover to the Sefer Torah, for everyone to go ahead and follow the Sefer Torah. Yeah. So therefore, since they have to be malavim, so that's they have to malava the Sefer Torah, therefore the following din applies. These have a minhag, they used to make the Bima nice for the Sefer Torah and all these different things and the Bima, and therefore the halacha over here says usher for the Shiat Tzibur to take off the things off the Bima kol zman shein beis knesses, while they're still in the beis knesses. Why? Perush Rashi, she regilin lahavi Sefer Torah levayis acher shemishtamer. Well, they used to bring the Sefer Torah to a different place where it used to be locked up and bin shomer. Therefore, if they would wait for, if the Gabbai would go ahead and take off all the things of the Bima, while they take off the Sefer, they would have to wait for the Gabbai, because everyone's got to move out of the Sefer Torah. Actually, Torah Tzibur, the Sa'akim Shaman, will be material for the Tzibur. So therefore, they require the Gabbai to go ahead with the Tzibur to go follow the Sefer Torah out, and only afterwards the Gabbai would go back and be poshade all the things off the Bima, in order to not be matriach the Tzibur otherwise. That's that din over here, just explaining Simin Kuf Mem Ches. Moving into Simin Kuf Mem Tes. Okay, says in the Mechaber, the last simon over here in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. Ein HaTzibur HaShayim Letzeis Mibeis Knesses Ad Sheyatzniu Sefer Torah. The Tzibur is not allowed to leave the Beit Knesset until they put the Sefer Torah back. The Mishnah Berurah is talking about over here where they'll be returning the Sefer Torah. He says, Umayir Umakum in Tzikor Na'alef. Umayir Umakum Sheminag Latziyah Sefer Torah Achar Uval Etzin, like Nusach Sfar. We're only talking about where they will return the Sefer Torah after Uval Etzion. Because anyways, if it's before, like Midrash the Ashkenaz, where you return the Sefer Torah right away, you're not allowed to leave until after at least Kedusha Desidra, at least after Uval Etzion, so you wouldn't be allowed to leave the Beis Knesset anyways. But anyways, it says over here, one should not leave the shul until they put back the Sefer Torah. Miu, says the Roma, im einam yotzim rak yachid leislamba. That's if the whole tzibur is going to go. For a yachid to leave the Beis Knesses, that's not the end of the world before their matzniyah the Sefer Torah. Says Mishnah Berurah, sikon beis, rak yachid, vafilu shnayim o shlosha. Even two or three, vatam, diyesh kavod le Sefer Torah. Because it's covered so that kevesh adayin rova tzibur sham, since rova the tzibur is still going to be there, if one or two people leave, it's still being covered for the Sefer Torah. This is only talking about where they're returning the Sefer Torah in the Beit Knesset itself. But if they'll be taking the Sefer Torah to another bais, like we saw in Kuvah Memches, let's say they're leaving with the Sefer Torah out the front door. A person's not allowed to leave it at that point and leave in front of the Sefer Torah. That wouldn't be good. You should wait till they first take out the Sefer Torah. Then one could go ahead and leave. Okay, so that's this din at the beginning of the Mechaber. Then the Mechaber goes on. V'matzina Sefer Torah by Sacher, once going back to the din where they're bringing the Sefer Torah to another house. Im ein lebeisa knesses elepetach echad. If they only have one, entrance and exit in the Beit Knesset, they have one door into the main sanctuary, they're taking the Sefer Torah out of the Petach. Imagine, now they're taking the Sefer Torah out, says the Mechaber, tzrichin li'takiv ad sheyetzeh Sefer Torah. Everyone in Shul has to wait until they first take out the Sefer Torah. V'yelchul acharav l'makom sham etznia. So, and go after the Sefer Torah to the place where they're gonna put the Sefer Torah. Sham. Why? Number one, it's covered to go after the Sefer Torah like we're going to soon see. But furthermore, it's even worse over here. If someone, let's say, says, I'm in a hurry, and he leaves first, he's going to walk out the door before the Sefer Torah. That's mamish, a bazillion to the Sefer Torah. It's like he's more chashuv than the Sefer Torah. So first, you take out the Sefer Torah. Only then do the Sefer Malave afterwards, and they go after the Sefer Torah over there. Okay? So that is that. Now we get to the more l'maisa dens over here. You have two Pesachs. One, they're going to take out the Sefer Torah. Yecholin latzeit bepetach acher echad kodem sheitzeh Sefer Torah bepetach acher. If you're going to leave before the Sefer Torah, as long as you go out the opposite entrance or the opposite exit, then it's going to be fine because the Sefer Torah is going out one and you're going out the other one, so it's not as bad. Ubilvach yechol achar Sefer Torah v'lo lavakol mashiyat osham. But that's only on condition to end. You're going to go around and you're going to malava the Sefer Torah because you have to be malava the Sefer Torah. You're not going to malava the Sefer Torah. That's also not covered for the Sefer Torah. Now, the Ramah adds in over here. Let's see a couple of Mishnah Berurahs over here. Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Hey, Matzeis B'Tetech Echad, Debezelo Mintkar Shiyotzi Kodem HaSefer Torah. Because if you go out at a separate exit, it's not recognizable that you are leaving and not doing covered of the Sefer Torah. Now, says the Ramah, like in most shuls, we're going to return the Sefer Torah to the Arun Kodesh inside the main sanctuary, like we have mitzvah lekol misha overis lefanov lelavosu ad lifnei Aaron shamechnisin otosham. So we see over here, there's a mitzvah for everyone in the shul to malava the Sefer Torah until the Arun Kodesh. That's the din. That's where you see the minhag of people filing the Sefer Torah. The Farish in the Rome over, that's the correct thing to do. When they're bringing back the Sefer Torah of the Aaron, you go ahead and follow the Sefer Torah. Not like some shows, they bring the Sefer Torah to the people. No, it's not the job of the Sefer Torah to go to the people. The people are just going to the Sefer Torah and Malava the Sefer Torah back to the Aaron coast. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he caught in Zion. The same thing applies when they do Psicha in the beginning, when they take out the Torah. It's a mitzvah where everyone, the Sefer Torah goes by them to walk behind the Sefer Torah and malava the Sefer Torah until the bima. That's what the mitzvah. Now the poskim do bring down that if it's a very big shul and it's going to be very tzafut, it's going to cause a lot of crowding and people pushing and stuff like that, then okay, then maybe you're a putter, you should malava it maybe a little bit. But if you can malava the Sefer Torah and it's not going to cause a ruckus in the shul, that is the correct thing to do. That's what we see Beferish over here in the Ramah, to go ahead and follow the Sefer Torah at the beginning and follow the Sefer Torah at the end. Really, Nikar Din, it's only when the Sefer Torah passes you by. So if you're on, let's say, one side of the shul, the Sefer Torah will pass you by on the way to the Bima. If you're on the other side of the shul, the Sefer Torah will pass you on the other side. So then that would be the Nikar Din, only time you have to go ahead and Malava, or he could do like reverse Aaron does. He goes up to the Aaron Kodesh, or they can make himself be able to show more cover to the Torah in order to follow Dafka of the Sefer Torah. That's what the best thing would go ahead and be. V'chei, ha-golol yelech achar Sefer Torah lifnei Aaron. This one's going to talk about the Magbia. The person who has, was holding the Sefer Torah, he is required to file the Sefer Torah. Moreno Rabbi Ronezo is ma'od makbin on this din. He will constantly always tell the guy, signal to the person doing Hagu to file the Sefer Torah, and Ronezo will refuse to go in front of the person doing Hagbah. Always makes the person doing Hagbah go first, because that's the Mikra Din over here in the Ramah, that he files the Sefer Torah, Al Lifnei Aaron, until the Aaron Kodesh. And you stay there until they actually put the Iron Sefer Torah in the Iron Kodesh, because they're all split up inside. You're going to walk away while the Sefer Torah is not in its place. That would be incorrect also. Says the Rama. Before we talk about the Baal Glila, if the Baal Glila is still standing there, then he has a mitzvah to go ahead and do it, Malav the Sefer Torah. And also the Magbiya says the Rama. Kihu Ikra Gola, because that is the Ikra Glila. Sif Dalin. I believe that nowadays, really, the Magbiya is the real one who has the Ikra. Chiyuf, the Baal Gola, if he's already gone back to the seat, he's not as a real Chiyuf, be like everyone else in the Okay, many times, Mishabeirats and Yeratzons and different things are going to happen after that. They're going to do the bring back the Sefer Torah, Yahalu, right afterwards, so the Baal Glila should also go. V'yeshikantu, says the Rama, Shemevina Tinokis. You bring the tinokos, you bring the little children, l'nashek haTorah, in order to kiss the Torah, k'dei l'chantcham v'lizarizam v'mitzos, in order to mechanechem v'lizariz v'mitzos, v'chei nohagin, it's not just a nice thing. It's a din in the Roma over here to bring the kids, lift them up, to kiss the Sefer Torah. It shows them honor to the Sefer Torah. They understand that the Sefer Torah is now a very kadosh thing. Oh, that's what I get to. The Rosh Yeshiva always by Makbid to say that you should kiss the Sefer Torah with your lips and not with your hand. It's a first Ariza. It's an Ariza. He put his talus over his mouth and then the kiss. Okay? Okay, very, very interesting. Yeah, nowadays they're very much, very, okay, very, okay, so one should be menashik the Sefer Torah. It's not just for the kids. It's for the adults also. Okay, and we see over here, to malav the Sefer Torah, to kiss the Sefer Torah, that is an important meaning. And I just want to end with one important machlokas in terms of the dinim of Kriyas Torah. We just mentioned children, and there's a big machlokas between Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal and Rosh Hazalman, Legabi, the whole minug of bar mitzvah boys reading from the Torah for the bar mitzvah. Is it a good minig, or is it not a good minig for the bar mitzvah boys to go ahead and read Kriyas HaTorah? Moshe Zalman was against the minig of bar mitzvah boys reading Kriyas for the bar mitzvah parsha for a number of reasons. Number one, it puts pressure on the children. Number two, he holds that, I'm not so sure this is shaykh in all places, but he holds his bittul Torah for the they're going to cheder, they're learning Torah, and now they're going to have to prepare the parsha, it's going to distract them from what they're all limuted. And furthermore, Rosh Hashanah says that most bar mitzvah boys, what ended up happening, they don't really know how to lane, and they end up memorizing the words and the trap and stuff like that, and they don't end up reading correct. They don't read the correct way of how to lane. Or in Rabbi Nevinzal didn't understand. He said he thought it was a very good minute. How else are they going to learn how to lane? It's an amazing thing to be able to lane. It's an amazing thing to get familiar with the Torah, and therefore he felt that it's a great minute. Who am I to decide between Rosh Zalman and Moreen Rabbeinu? Definitely what one could say is for sure, one should know his children, and they should know, is it going to be good for them? Is it not going to go, not to put too much pressure on them? And there's many other things and Mekayim. They can make a Siyam, they can do other things for the Bar Mitzvah. Chanuch Lenar Alpi Darko definitely is the name of the game, is Rat Hashem. Everyone should go ahead. Hadron Alecha. Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah.